Okay, KF8EDQ, this is KD8MMA. Good evening, Mike. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Yeah, thanks for asking about the arm. It's doing much better. Started physical therapy here a couple weeks ago, stretching and different exercises to get it back in shape. Seems to be doing fine. As far as the habits, the bad habits, well, like everyone else, probably the bad foods, the cookies, candies, snacks late at night and whatever. But probably the other bad habit is spare time, wasting time playing games on the phone, solitaire, free cell, things like that, when I could be getting other things accomplished, is a bad habit. As far as the good habits, probably ham radio, keeping busy with that and helping out when I can with all the club activities. I would say that's a good habit, enjoyable there, so that would be the good habit I'll keep. The announcement, like Ron was saying, yes, this coming Friday evening, the 21st, is our annual Holiday in the Heart of the Cities event. That will be taking place from, roughly we start setting up between 4:30 and 5 in front of Children's Zoo there on Washington at the end of Ezra Rust. Runs until roughly 8:30 or so when they start the fireworks for the event. We have Jim Wade's coming again, who's been doing this for a good 25, 30 years now, sending Santagrams by way of old-style telegraphy, Morse code telegraph, like they used in the old railroad stations. He sends the Santagrams up to his friend up in Fairbanks, Alaska, who in turn, when he gets them all together and compiled, drops them off at North Pole, Alaska, to be delivered to Santa Claus. So it's always a fun event, and we can use help. We can use help setting up, tearing down, and especially taking the actual Santagrams. Not hard at all. Basically, sit there at a table, fill out the Santagram. Kid tells you what they want for Christmas, two items. You write it down and pass the Santagram down to Jim, and he in turn does the telegraph up to Alaska with it. So it's easy. It's fun. We'll have coffee, hot chocolate, and keep our fingers crossed the weather holds out for it. And then afterwards, we take Jim to, the last couple years we've been going to Texas Roadhouse for dinner, take him out to dinner afterwards. So it's a fun time, and if you can come stop by and help out, that's Friday night. Let me break for a second.